You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. And let us start with the most recent event, work our way back through the weekend. How about those Lions?
How about them Lions? They won a football game, is what the news is here.
39-35 over the Colts. It was really clear from fan comments and social media. People were delighted, and they were totally stunned.
They had blown it a couple times during the game, playing the Colts, not a bad team, with Andrew Luck, one of Harbaugh's old quarterbacks at Stanford. But they did, in fact, pull it out, I think, to the shock of almost all Lions fans.
Who deserves to take a bow most, do you think?
Dumb Luck.
Well, talk about Matthew Stafford. How'd he do?
Stafford is doing better. Look, he's in his eighth year, I believe. So the honeymoon's over.
Yeah.
He's got to kind of prove himself now or, you know, be forever a second-tier quarterback. So he played very well, obviously. The Lions themselves, I mean, look, they played a solid team. NFL games are designed to come down to two or three plays.
Over to the Tigers fighting for a wild card spot in the playoffs. And we know Baltimore came to Comerica Park one game up on the Tigers and they left town two games up. What did him in over this weekend?
The problem all season, of course, has been relief pitching, and that was a problem in one of these games. But basically, to win a game, you need three things. You need hitting, starting pitching, and relief pitching. These are now two different categories. And the Tigers always had at least one of those fail miserably in all three games.
Cabrera didn't get a hit all weekend.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Cabrera is one of the obviously best players in the major leagues. Got a great bat, yeah. So bad timing there.
We want to talk about what it feels like to be Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill. He played, of course, for Michigan, we should know. Talk to us about that win over the Marlins Saturday that felt like a sucker punch right to the stomach.
I need to explain what a perfect game is. Now, a shutout, of course, is no runs. A no-hitter is no hits. You're allowed to hit the ball, of course. You don't actually get to first base. A perfect game is no runs, no hits, no errors, no walks. No one got on base ever. In the history of baseball, going back to the 1800s, there have been exactly 23 perfect games.
Boy, oh boy.
The Dodgers have not had one since Sandy Koufax in 1965. Cindy, I was one. And I'm no longer one. So this guy, Rich Hill, who's late in his career, he's 36, still throwing for the Dodgers. He's got a perfect game going through seven innings. And trust me, by then, everyone knows it. The manager, Dave Roberts, is next to him between innings and says, I'm not going to put you out there because he's got a few blisters on his pitching fingers, which seem to be fine, but they're playing it very safe. And there's an argument for it. You're playing for the playoffs.
Sure.
You can't get injured and so on. But come on.
If you were the manager, you'd have let him stay.
Absolutely. Mm. And by the way, this pitch count nonsense is nonsense. The idea of saving a guy's arm is true and too late. I mean, years ago, you just burned the guys out. But how we set this at 100 pitches has got no science behind it. There's no, other than a nice round number, who knows? And by the way, they don't count warm-up pitches. Your arm doesn't care if the ball's in play or not. It's still stressing your arms. I don't get the whole thing.
Wow. I want to get your thoughts, John, on the Central Michigan victory over Oklahoma State. A miraculous Hail Mary at the final play of the game, happening because the officials messed up.
And before that, there are three things that happened here. First of all, if you've not seen this play, beam it up. It's the coolest play of the college season so far and the biggest upset of the season so far. A MAC team goes down there to Oklahoma, plays 22nd-ranked Oklahoma State. Big upset, but with about 4 seconds left, Oklahoma State has got the ball. All you have to do is run backwards 10 yards and roll around as though on fire, and the game is over. So they screwed up with that one. That's their fault. Then the referee screwed up because the guy threw the ball away. Intentional grounding is called. They called it. Then they gave Central the ball back with unlimited time. The game should have been over. The refs screwed up. Both the MAC refs representing Central and the Big 12 refs doing the replay for Oklahoma State, they both screwed up. So Central's now got the ball. And here's the cool part. It's amazing. Quarterback Cooper Rush, great name.
Yes.
Launches the ball. He hits Jesse Kroll around the 10-yard line. As he's falling down, he pitches the ball, laterals it to a guy named Malik Fountain, who scampers across the field, all right, all the way into the end zone. The most amazing play I've seen all year and maybe in a while.
Well, they messed up so badly. I know the MAC suspended the eight-man crew for two games. And
both sides, the MAC crew as well as the Big 12 crew.
Yeah.
They deserve it. But so what? If you're Central, man, hop on that plane.
I guess so. But in the interest of fairness, when an officiated blows it so badly, why is there no recourse for the team that lost because of that big old mistake?
You know what? This is old school, and I'm sure lawyers will hate me for this, but I kind of like the fact that, you know what? There's no tears. Game's over. It's unfair. It's not right. You recall a few years ago, a Tigers pitcher had a perfect game going.
Yes.
Into the ninth inning, and the first base umpire made the wrong call. The guy was out at first base, the final out. Nobody could believe it, and both are now celebrated for that fact. But that, it's just tough rocks. Mm. Only in sports, you can't legislate this stuff.
Finally, we can't let you go without letting you give a hat tip to the newest member of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Tom Izzo, that's a other shoe dropping. That's so obvious. He is heralded for his values, for his victories. As I said about Bo, I'll say about Izzo. His values will outlive his victories. Talk to his former players. He gets bigger over time. The guy's one of my all-time favorites.
And it is certainly clear from hearing him talk, you can take the kid out of the UP, but you will never take the UP out of the kid.
He is very proud of that fact.
It's wonderful. Michigan Radio Sports commentator, John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.